Right now, we are joined by a quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Just finished off his rookie season. He led college football in passing yards and total touchdowns in 2016. Over 5,000 yards, 41 TDs, and 10 picks in 2016. Huge career at Texas Tech. He was the 10th pick in last year's draft. Patrick Mahomes is my guest. Patrick, my man, you've had yourself a week. How you living? How's it all feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's been exciting. I'm excited for the future ahead and the opportunities, and I'm ready to get back in the offseason workouts.
All right, so if people are watching on CBS Sports Network, they can see what I'm talking about. You got a really good look. You got a really good jacket. And it used to be back in the day, I could find guys. I'm a watch guy, and I used to love talking watches with guys. It's weird, man. People aren't about it anymore, man. They got a phone, so they don't need a watch, or they got an Apple iPhone. I'm glad you are a watchman.
Yes, and I just kind of started this last year. There's some guys on the team that have some watches, so I talked to them about them, and I've got my first Rolex, and now I fell in love. So hopefully I can get some more watches here in
my
the
man,
future.
It's a bad habit, isn't it? Yeah. Once you start, it's tough to quit. So, like, what are the guys into? I would imagine in that locker room, everybody's got a different thing. Is it a Rolex room, or are they about other stuff?
Mostly Rolexes. There's other ones that go way more expensive than that. But for me, I'm going to stick to the Rolexes. They do them all, though, the Omegas, all those things.
Let me tell you something. Don't add us. I know that's not your favorite conversation, but watch guys, we'll stick together. We have to.
Yes.
Don't add us. We're going to keep moving. All right, so what was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard that the team had agreed to trade Alex Smith to Washington?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was at my little brother's basketball game, and I saw all the stuff posted all over social media and got all the calls and texts. But I was just really – all I'm focused on now is just working hard, preparing like I've been preparing, keep preparing like a starter, and be ready for any opportunity coming my way.
So, I mean, you've done this your whole life, but let me ask you, does a switch go off and do you think, man, it's go time? Or did that switch go off a long time ago already?
Yeah, exactly. That switch has been going off. I mean, I've really tried to prepare all last year, like if I was a starter, if I had a chance to go in the game, and trying to make sure I'm ready. And I feel like that helped me a ton of just gaining more knowledge of the game and getting a full year of just learning. And
Patrick Mahomes, my guest. I'm going to ask you one more thing about that, and we'll move on. But how would you describe your relationship with Alex and the time that you had together, and what kind of things did you learn from him?
Yeah, I mean, Alex is a great guy, a great leader, and he's a great player. I mean, he's someone that you can really learn from of just how to do everything the right way, how to approach the game, how to approach the media, how to approach everything. And it's someone that he gave me advice the whole year round, kind of helped me a ton, as well as have a great year for himself.
Well, there's no job like the job you have. Mm-hmm. There is no job like the job you have, and now you're the guy. Now everybody's going to feed off you. Everybody's going to look at you. Physically, you know you have all the tools, but what's it like to be that guy who has to lead from the front that everybody else will take their cue from, and how do you approach that?
Yeah, for me, it's all about just going out there and having fun. I love playing football. I love the passion I show while I play, and for me, I'm going to go out there and basically just play and then let the people will gain respect for me by just working hard, doing all that stuff the right way, and then I'll become a little bit more vocal as the season goes on.
Now you played that final game of the regular season against the Broncos, 22 of 35, 284 yards, the game-winning field goal drive. When you look back on that game, what sticks out to you the most?
Yeah, I mean, just getting the win was the biggest thing for me. And then just getting to see that all that hard work I put on during the season when I wasn't playing was paying off, just seeing the difference of the last game in the regular season and then back to the preseason, how much more control of the offense I feel like I had and how much better I felt like I was going in and moving, changing plays, changing protections.
I'll tell you what's really unusual. I mean, you're around the best of the best right now. This is a league of, you know, I hate to be crass, but grown-ass men. I mean, this is the real deal, yet the respect you're getting from guys who play the game a long time is really something. A couple of days later, Aqib Talib of the Broncos said, quote, he can play some ball. He's smart. I saw him checking protections, reading defenses. We know how strong his arm is, man, end quote. I mean, let me ask you, did it feel like just another football game, or was it different because you did it against the Broncos defense?
I mean, definitely. The Broncos have one of the best defenses in the league, and they've had it for like the last few years. And it's always good to get a win versus a division opponent. But to me, it's just football. I mean, you get to go out there, play a sport you've been playing since you were a little kid, and get to do it at a little bit bigger stage.
Hey, listen, I've been with you 5 minutes, and I get a sense that you don't want to make this thing any bigger than it is, and you're only going to control what you can control. But it doesn't stop everybody else from having takes. Example, Donovan McNabb, who played for Andy Reid, said that you remind him of Brett Favre. And I can read you the whole quote. It's an amazing quote. but now he's comparing you to Brett Favre. You just got the job. I mean, what do you think when you hear that that comparison?
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. It's an awesome thing to be compared to Brett Favre. I remember watching him growing up and how great of a quarterback he is. But, I mean, there's a long way to go. It's going to take a day-to-day process of just working hard, doing everything the right way, and then having success in the field and getting wins.
Of course, you got your family now. After the deal was announced, LaTroy Hawkins, your godfather, tweeted, "Keys to the Bugatti. Showtime Chiefs fans, you won't be disappointed," end quote. I know how big of a role he played in your development. How excited was he when he heard that you'd be getting the opportunity?
Yeah, he's extremely excited. He's always been there for me in my career and growing up, and he's been a great mentor to me, great role model, played 20 years in the big leagues, just someone I can always look to for advice, and will always support me.
Listen, you've got an unbelievable skill set, but did that help you to grow up around the game the way you did?
Definitely. I mean, I got to see all the hard work that was put on off the field. Some of the greatest players, Alex Rodriguez, all those guys would be in there spending hours and hours just perfecting their craft, and no one sees that. And I got to see it as a little kid and knew that it took hard work in order to have success in professional sports.
Patrick Mahomes joining us. You got a sense about Kansas City? I mean, like Philadelphia fans, they want it badly. Every fan base will say, "Nah, man, we're different. We're the best." Mm. Kansas City is an amazing, amazing sports town, but especially as a football town. Talk about what it's like to be in front of those fans, to play for those fans in particular.
Yeah, you can. When you're in the stadium, you can just feel the passion. You can feel the passion they have for the team. They're there the whole entire game, packed stadium, and they won a Super Bowl. And so for me going in, it's going to be about just going out there, competing, and winning a lot of games.
Now off the field, you've got a pit bull named Steel.
Yes.
How old is Steel, and how would you describe his personality?
Steel is 2 years old. I love him to death. He sits right beside me all the time when I come home. I told my girlfriend that he likes me more than her. But he's awesome, and he's very hyper-loving dog. And a lot of pit bulls get bad raps sometimes, but he's like the most loving dog you'll find.
Hey, listen, it's fine that he likes you more than he likes her, as long as she doesn't think that you like him more than you like her.
It's very questionable. It's a close call.
All right, then. You talk about the perception. I mean, not everybody, but people are afraid of pit bulls. People have a negative perception of pit bulls. As a pit bull owner, what would you tell those people?
Yeah, I mean, pit bulls are all about how they get raised, like any other dog. I mean, if you raise a dog the right way and you're loving and you show them love, they will be a very loving dog. And so that's what I think is the biggest thing when they get the bad rap because people raise them the wrong way and they get mean, because that's how all dogs would be if they got raised that way.
Patrick Mahomes, my guest. Now you're going to go to the Panini trading card event tomorrow night, and then the famous, and I know because I go way back with Lee Steinberg, his 31st annual Lee Steinberg party tomorrow night. How looking forward to both those events are you?
Yeah, first off, the Panini trading card event, I mean, that's a huge deal. We get to go spend some time with some kids, have a good time with some other players and kids, and I'm always about just going out there and messing around, throwing the football around, doing those things. And then Lee and the Steinberg party, I mean, there's a ton of history there. I mean, I went to my first one last year, and it was an amazing event, and I'm excited to get to my second one.
Dude, I wish you were a young guy. I wish you had, I mean, he's doing great. I wish you could have seen them even back in the day. When you talk about the history, like, that was the biggest thing of the week, every single week, that party.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, but I mean, I think it's kind of starting to build more and more steam as these last few years are going, so hopefully we can get it back to that level.
Yeah, not that I want to put more pressure on you, but you might be the guy to bring that thing back to what it used to be. It's still great, but it might be last thing. I talked to a couple of your teammates yesterday. Kareem Hunt, man, he sat up here. He's awesome. He is awesome. As a young guy who's been handed the keys to the Bugatti, how good does it feel to know that you've got weapons like he, Travis Kelce, Hunt, some guys to take some of that edge off to, that you know if you get them the ball in the right spot, something good's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It helps to have playmakers around you, and I have a ton of them. We're very deep. We got a lot of guys that can play and make plays. So for me, it's all about getting it in their hands and letting them make the plays to win games.
He's the Chiefs quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, my guest. My man, I think you got this under control. Really good to see you. Thanks for spending time with me on the row, and I would love to talk to you again next season.
Yeah, thank you.
Good job, man. Good to see you. Chiefs fans have every reason to be very excited about that. Patrick Mahomes getting the opportunity. You can call it a Bugatti. You can call it a Ferrari, whatever it is. They're his keys now, and he's ready to roll. All right, we are coming right back. We're moving through our number two. Live on the row. Good to see you, Patrick. Take care, man.